You're listening to WMUK, information and inspiration for Southwest Michigan. I'm Andy Robbins. An opening in the 61st State House District that includes the city of Portage has created a vacuum that two Republicans hope to fill. They're running to replace outgoing Representative Margaret O'Brien, who's leaving the House to run for state Senate. When candidates of the same party clash in a primary, it's not unusual that there's relatively little difference between them on the issues. And that's true of the Republicans in the 61st District race, up to a point. Phil Stinchcomb and Brent Iden are both Kalamazoo County Commissioners, and both present themselves as pro-business candidates. But they differ on a few points, including how Michigan should find the money to fix its roads and bridges. That issue has emerged as a hot topic in many polls. Stinchcomb says there's no one right answer to the road repair question, except that raising taxes isn't it.
There's going to have to be a multiple-prong approach. My initial start would be look from within. And then if we can't do it, you know, we have to look at toll roading. I have no problem with that, going across 94. Take the federal dollars, tell them we're going to keep that, we're going to put it into a toll road. Something different. We got to do something. We have to change what we're doing. We can't continue to do it and throw Band-Aids or a couple bucks here and say that we're good, because we live in a four-season state. We need to be able to adapt.
But the thought of turning I-94 into a toll road doesn't impress Brant Iden.
I've talked to a number of constituents about toll roads in particular, and I don't think that toll roads at this point in time are the solution to the problem. I think that we can find other ways to do it before we address toll roads. And so at this point in time, you know, I never like to talk in absolutes. I don't think it's appropriate for politics, because we need to bring lots of different groups in and have lots of different conversations about different avenues to explore. But at this point in time, toll roads would not be number one on my agenda.
Iden, who owns a property management and business consulting firm, also has some differences with his opponent on expansion of the state's Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act. Governor Rick Snyder, a fellow Republican, says it should include protections against discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. But Iden says that could cause problems.
There could be lawsuits that arise. There could be some other issues. Obviously, I'm a property manager and a landlord, and nowhere on my application, and I've never seen an application that asks your sexual orientation. It just doesn't. I don't think that the government should have to regulate this. Employers can put it in their handbooks and say, you know, we don't discriminate. This is our operating procedure, and in their handbook. I don't know that the government has to add an added level of regulation to that, and by putting another protected class in the Elliott Larson Act.
Phil Stinchcomb, who is a sales representative for a steel firm, agrees that the state does not need to expand its Civil Rights Act. But when asked about the question on WMUK's program West Southwest, he went further.
My preference would be is just let people respect one another and do it your way out of love, versus having government tell you that you got to operate this way.
If people don't respect each other, what's the government's responsibility?
Well, the government, then, you know, that's what they're doing. That is the government's. I mean, government is telling people how and who they need to be able to deal with.
If it was up to you, would that law still be on the books?
Probably not.
Stinchcomb and Iden also have their differences on how they'd approach the job of legislating in Lansing. Stinchcomb says he'd be independent.
I mean, I'm not going there to be, you know, the true party guy 100% of the time. I'm going there to work with the people, for the people, on behalf of the people. If I can work with the other side, I'm going to do that, to produce good policy. So, I mean, really, that's what separates me, I think, from Brant. You know, I've got some skin in the game. I've got a family. You know, really, when I first got involved in this, you know, I have three kids, and I look at their future, and I'm concerned. I'm motivated.
But Stinchcomb's opponent, Brant Iden, says his commitment to the business community makes him the better choice, as reflected by endorsements he's received from several business groups.
And all these organizations have looked at both my opponent and I, and they've said, you know, Brant has the business background and the business leadership to be able to articulately advocate for the business community and the business community's needs. I mean, you know, my opponent is looking at a sales tax increase, I believe, in some other avenues. And so that's, I think that's different.
Stinchcomb has suggested that raising the state sales tax would be a better way of offsetting lost revenue for schools and local governments if voters approve a phase-out of Michigan's personal property tax. That issue is also on the ballot August 5th. You can hear extended interviews with both Republicans in the 61st State House District primary at WMUK.org. The winner will face Democrat John Fisher and Libertarian Mike Stamfler in November. For WMUK, I'm Andy Robbins.